Welcome to another edition of The Good Stuff, and Father's Day is coming up this weekend. Mike and Kim Burge along with you, reminding you to don't forget Dad on Sunday. You know, he'd probably like to take a trip to Yesterday's Antiques in downtown Spearfish. They're open Monday through Saturday, or if you maybe call them, they'll open up on Sunday for Father's Day even. More than 25 vendors offering a huge selection of antiques and vintage treasures and collectibles. Yesterday's Antiques, call them at 605-642-5884. Check out their ever-changing inventory.
That's right, Mike. And Tri-State Livestock News is a reliable source. They've established a strong reputation as a leading publication within the livestock industry. They're the experts when it comes to agriculture news, market results, rodeo standings, as well as cattle health, ag politics, and so much more. You really have to check them out. Tri-State Livestock News. It's what ranchers read.
Well, Kim, Father's Day is coming up on Sunday, and you had a little, maybe a story about fathers.
I do, actually. It is a poem. It's called My Hero, My Dad, and it's by Kim Hanslick. She says right as she starts off, this is for my dad. Baseball at 6, pick up sticks. Basketball at 7, I thought it was heaven. What's up was hot. Us climbing high was not. His smile to kill meant we probably will. Witches and wardrobes, the good and the bad. Kids were heroes, but not more than my dad. That was for Father's Day. She wrote that in 2008. Kimberly Ray Hanslick.
I have a serious story here about God, St. Francis, and lawns. Well, maybe it's not so serious.
I'm kind of wondering.
So imagine the conversation that the Creator might have had with St. Francis on the subject of lawns. God says, Francis, you know all about gardens and nature. What in the world is going on down there? What happened to the dandelions, violets, thistle, and stuff that I started eons ago? I had a perfect, no-maintenance garden plan. Those plants grow in any type of soil, withstand drought, and multiply with abandon. The nectar from the long-lasting blossoms attracts butterflies, honeybees, and flocks of songbirds. I expected to see a vast garden of colors by now, but all I see are these green rectangles. St. Francis replies, It's the tribes that settled there, Lord, the suburbanites. They started calling your flowers weeds and went to great lengths to kill them and replace them with grass. Grass, God said, but it's so boring. It's not colorful. It doesn't attract butterflies, birds, and bees, only grubs and sodworms. It is temperamental with temperatures. Do these suburbanites really want all that grass growing there? St. Francis replies, apparently so, Lord. They go to great pains to grow it and keep it green. They begin each spring by fertilizing grass and poisoning any other plant that crops up in the lawn. God says, the spring rains and warm weather probably makes grass grow really fast. That must make the suburbanites happy. St. Francis, apparently not, Lord. As soon as it grows a little, they cut it, sometimes twice a week. God says, they cut it? Do they then bale it like hay? St. Francis says, not exactly, Lord. Most of them rake it up and put it in bags. They bag it, the Lord says. Why? Is it a cash crop? Do they sell it? St. Francis, no, sir, just the opposite. They pay to throw it away. God, now, let me get this straight. They fertilize the grass so it will grow. And when it does grow, they cut it off and pay to throw it away. St. Francis says, yes, sir. God says, these suburbanites must be relieved in the summer when we cut back on the rain and turn up the heat. That surely slows the growth, saves them a lot of work. St. Francis replies, you aren't going to believe this, Lord, but when the grass stops growing so fast, they drag out the hoses and pay more money to water it so they can continue to mow it and pay to get rid of it. What nonsense, says the Lord. At least they kept some of the trees. That was a sheer stroke of genius, if I do say so myself. The trees grow leaves in the spring to provide beauty and shade in the summer. St. Francis says, you better sit down, Lord. As soon as the leaves fall, the suburbanites rake them into great piles and pay to have them hauled away. No way, God says. What do they do to protect the shrubs and tree roots in the winter to keep the soil moist and loose? St. Francis says after throwing the leaves away, they go out and buy something called mulch. And where do they get this mulch, God says? They cut down trees and grind them in to make up the mulch. Enough, God says. I don't want to think about this anymore. St. Catherine, you're in charge of the arts. What movie have you scheduled for us tonight? St. Catherine replies, Dumb and Dumber, Lord. It is a really stupid movie about... God says, never mind. I think I just heard the whole story from St. Francis. That's the good stuff.